Well, there I was. I had all this farming equipment. I had the cattle, the hogs, and chickens. So, first the boys began to get furloughed and come home every time. They didn't come together, of course. They never stood off together. They'd all complain and insist that me and Mom moved to town. So, finally, she agreed. And I began to dispose of this property, cattle, hogs, chickens, farming equipment. And I saved up a little. I told them, I said, now, when we move to town, we're not going to move to town and pay rent. I can't move until I'm able to buy. So, as I told you, I started then selling this stuff where I get a good price and I take it every bit as I sell it and starched it away for no other purpose than to buy me a home. That's what I did. I bought 1944.
It was a good time to buy.
Good time to buy.
That was a
just before the war ended, you know. Mm-hmm. Everything was, that was cheap. I bought this home. I've been off. Nearly as much again as I get for it.
Right.
Yeah. In fact, the business I bought from one street, or East Street, to Hargrove Street. And here facing East Street was this home I bought. And a big vacant lot back there, facing Hargrove.
Huh.
Well, they came in there, and there was a building in by leaps and bounds here. Started in, you see. And also they'd started some paving, and I dreaded that.
Oops.
But these contractors had been trying to buy this vacant lot because it's on such a beautiful street. They wanted to build a home there and sell it, you know. So first thing I knew, I hear come a bunch of pavers in there, and they paved that street. And they had been offering me $650, and one fellow offered $700 for this vacant lot. So when they sent me my bill on the paving, well, I called a real estate man here, and that person acquainted with him. In fact, I had leased some land from him for years, and he's an awful good man. He was in that business, and I called him. I told him, I said, I want to sell this vacant lot. I want you to sell it. And I said, you can get $800, and if you can get $2,000 for it, it's all right with me. So he take me out. It wasn't but about a week or 10 days, so here he come up there. Paid me off. We fixed up the papers and away she went. Well, I got $800, and I'd only give $2,250 for the two lots and the home. Mm-hmm. I'd cut that down very cheap, don't you see?
Mm-hmm.
But now, mind you, that house was equally as bad as country home was then, red places I'd say. So I've spent more on it than I gave for it. Sure have. Well, there wasn't a foot of sheetrock in it when I moved on it.
Hmm.
Just wallpaper. But I've got a good house now.